Hi, everybody, and welcome back to the Elon Musk Podcast, your essential source for all things Elon Musk, his visionary endeavors, and the disruptive technology shaping our future. In today's episode, we delve into Elon Musk's latest announcement that promises to reshape the landscape of Twitter and perhaps social media as a whole. Twitter is about to grant content creator access to their followers' email addresses, enhancing their ability to connect directly and continue the relationship even while off of the platform. This pivotal shift in Twitter's functionality has stirred both curiosity and controversy among users and critics alike. But that's not all. Under Musk's guidance, Twitter is transforming into an everything app, an all-in-one digital hub for content creation, social interaction, encrypted communication, and even financial transactions. Today, we'll examine the implications of these groundbreaking changes, the skepticism they're facing, and the profound impact that could have on our digital lives. Now, we will navigate Musk's vision for Twitter, explore its potential pitfalls and possibilities, and discover how this could redefine the relationship between content creators and audiences. Whether you're a digital enthusiast, an avid Twitter user, or just a fan of Musk's disruptive spirit, this is an episode made for you. In a world that increasingly values digital presence and content creation, tech billionaire and Twitter's helm holder, Elon Musk, recently took to the microblogging platform to announce a new feature. Musk's statement sparked both intrigue and excitement among users, but it left many details unexplained, opening avenues for exploration and conjecture. And in this announcement, Musk revealed that the new feature, designed to empower content creators on the platform, will allow them to access their subscribers' email addresses. This step, as per Musk, aims to streamline the interaction between content creators and their followers, granting them the ability to stay connected even if the latter choose to depart from Twitter. The news quickly garnered widespread attention, with the announcement tweet drawing millions of views and retweets in just a few hours. Now, the possibility of this new feature sparked animated debates amongst Twitter users. Many expressed keen interest in the idea of a reciprocal feature that could enable them to import followers from other platforms. At the same time, the feasibility of Musk's latest initiative had some users raising questions, provocatively asking, what could possibly go wrong? Now, this announcement stands amid Musk's ongoing efforts to revamp the functionality of Reach on Twitter. Having rebranded the previous, quote, Super Follows feature into a subscriptions model, Musk has opened up new avenues for content creators and influencers. They can now monetize their presence on the platform by offering unique content to their followers. But let's dig a little deeper into Musk's Twitter sphere. It's been reported that Musk is following at least 77 people, including tech personalities such as YouTuber Marques Brownlee, Twitter Spaces host Mario Knopfler, and content creator Mr. Beast, a parody account of Jerome Powell, and a meme poster, Shitpost Gateway. Now, interestingly, Musk unintentionally disclosed a number of subscribers, revealing an impressive figure of 24,700 users who were paying him $4 per month. Now, with some kind of back-of-the-napkin math here, that amounts to about $99,000 per month. That's solely from Twitter subscribers, and this new development arises as a breath of fresh air, loosening Twitter's traditionally tight grip on user identities and providing a user escape route for content creators while taking their followers along with them. However, this mechanism might appear somewhat cumbersome compared to the seamlessly portability offered by emerging social media networks. Now, launched in April, Twitter's revamped subscription program allows users with a minimum of 500 followers to charge for exclusive tweets and other forms of content. The subscribers, under the new development, would need to provide their consent for the email addresses to be shared with the content creators. Now, as the changes take shape, the digital landscape teams with viable Twitter alternatives that provide users with the freedom to carry their identities and followers to other platforms. Musk, who has shown resistance to such open systems, recently opted out of the agreement to use the decentralized social network Blue Sky, a venture birthed under Twitter's previous CEO, Jack Dorsey. Now, despite the skepticism from certain quarters, Musk's bold move has provoked an industry-wide dialogue about the future of social media platforms. Some critics suggest that Musk should consider merging Twitter with platforms like Nostr, thereby making Twitter part of a larger ecosystem while preserving its dominance. And now, as it stands, Twitter is making considerable strides under Musk's leadership, with the introduction of numerous novel features and company acquisitions. These changes form part of Musk's grand vision to transform Twitter into an everything app, a hub that will cater to a broad array of user needs, from encrypted messaging to trading assets. And this transformation has seen Twitter taking on major platforms like YouTube, TikTok, Substack, and enticing content creators with tools for long-form text, extended videos, and monetization opportunities. However, these features are available exclusively to Twitter Blue subscribers, triggering some humorous reactions from the creator community that he's trying to get a hold of. Twitter has also ventured into partnerships and acquisitions to extend its offerings. In April, the platform teamed up with eToro, a social trading and investment platform, to allow users to track markets and execute transactions directly from Twitter. This partnership allows users to buy and sell stocks, cryptocurrencies, and other assets, marking a significant shift in Twitter's core functionality. Additionally, in a strategic move to expand its realm, Twitter recently acquired the tech hiring platform Lasky. Though the terms of the deal were undisclosed, it was the first acquisition since Musk took the reins of the social media giant. The integration plans for Lasky into the broader Twitter ecosystem remain unclear, sparking intrigue and speculation among industry observers and users alike. But why do these changes matter? They highlight a significant transformation in the digital space, the convergence of different online experiences onto single platforms. As an everything app, Twitter, under Musk's leadership, aims to become a hub for content creation, social interaction, encrypted communication, and even financial transactions. It signifies the evolving definition of social media and the platform's push to stay ahead of the curve in a rapidly changing digital world. It also brings its focus into the changing relationship between content creators and their audiences. By allowing creators to access their subscribers' email addresses, Twitter's providing them with an opportunity to forge deeper and more direct connections with their followers. It breaks down the barriers of platform exclusivity and opens up possibilities for communication and engagement beyond the Twitter sphere. However, these changes are not without the pitfalls and criticisms. While some hail Musk's vision as the future of digital interaction, others question the feasibility and implications of these new features. Concerns about user privacy and data security have been raised, with skeptics questioning the practice of sharing email addresses, even with consent. Moreover, the shift towards a paid model for advanced features marks a significant departure from Twitter's free-to-use roots. This change could potentially alienate a section of users and creators who are unable or unwilling to pay for the Twitter Blue subscription. Now, Musk's recent announcement signals a bold step forward for Twitter, highlights the desires to adapt to the evolving digital landscape. Whether these changes will prove successful or fall short of their promise remains to be seen. Did you know we have a YouTube channel called Space News Pod, where we cover SpaceX, NASA, and spaceflight? If you're interested in any of those topics, please take a second and go to youtube.com/@SpaceNewsPod to check us out, because we update almost every single day, and you can join us for our cool live streams where we cover spaceflight and also the latest topics from SpaceX. So please go over to YouTube, youtube.com/@SpaceNewsPod. Thanks for listening to the show today. If you liked this episode, please take a second and hit the subscribe button for more Elon Musk news every single day. So thank you for that. And also, please take care of yourselves and each other, and I'll see you in the next one.